You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Happy Friday, and welcome back to another masterclass. Today I'm going to talk about what to do with your hands during meditation. If you're beginning meditation, you've probably done a lot of thinking about your breath, how you sit, and where you will meditate. But one thing many people overlook is hand positioning. In meditation, there's no wrong way to hold your hands. However, there are some meditation practices that have specific hand positions that have a meaning. Mudra is the Sanskrit word meaning seal, and in meditation, mudra is the way that you hold your hands. There are many different positions of mudras, and each have different meanings. By using these positions, it's thought that you can have influence of how you hold your mind and connect to your brain. Now, there are many common mudras used in meditation. However, I'm going to discuss only a few today. And you can learn with a quick search online. You may also discover mudras with more than one name as they belong to a variety of meditation or yoga styles. Janana Mudra is a hand position that is associated with wisdom. You can make this hand position by placing your hands palms up on your knees, then touch the tips of your index finger and thumb. Chin Mudra is associated with consciousness. To create this mudra, sit with your palms facing down and then touch the tip of your index finger and your thumb. This is similar to the Janana with the exception of how the palms face. Chin Mudra will help you to stimulate the root chakra, which connects you to the earth, like the root of a plant. Dhyana Mudra is associated with meditation. This mudra calls for connecting your hands in order to connect with both sides of the brain and unite all of the body. To make this position, you'll want to place the back of your right hand on the palm of your left and allow both hands to rest on your lap. Shuni Mudra is associated with patience and discipline. It symbolizes uniting the elements of fire and connection. To make this mudra, you will place your hands palms up on your knees and touch the tips of your middle fingers to your thumbs. Badhi Mudra is associated with communication and openness. It can help you to become a better communicator and become more intuitive. To make this mudra, you will place your hands, palms up on your knees, and touch the tips of your thumbs and little fingers together. And the last mudra I'm going to talk about is perhaps one of the most simplest and most recognizable mudras. That's the Anjali Mudra. And it symbolizes love, respect, and peace to yourself and to the universe. It is often used in an expression of respect and gratitude. For this mudra, you'll simply place your palms and fingertips together in a pattern of prayer. Hold the tips of your fingers towards the sky. Remember, choosing a mudra is a personal decision. You can choose any mudra that you'd like based on how you feel and what you need. You may also choose not to use a mudra and just simply relax your hands comfortably. So I'm going to end today's masterclass with you listening to some calming meditative music as you practice your mudras. Have a great weekend, stay safe, and be well.